You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 99. And today's episode has some very fiery tips on how to get visible in your business. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's Melanie Benson here, and we're going to be talking about visibility today. And since we're on the subject of visibility, I have to express some gratitude to the women of the Voices of the 21st Century book that went out a couple weeks ago with Women Speakers Association Publishing. I gotta tell you, there is something magical about collaborating with other powerful women and messengers. That book made it to number one in the women in business category on Amazon. Little shout out, woohoo! I was so excited to see that happen. I was very honored to be part of the book. Now, if you have not got a copy of the book yet, you can get it right now on Amazon or go to voicesofthe21stcenturybook.com/buy now. And you will find inside these pages some of the most extraordinary and inspiring and really pivotal stories of women who were bold, who braved the odds, who challenged the status quo, and pursued their dream to get their message out in the world. So the book is called Voices of the 21st Century. You can find it at voicesofthe21stcenturybook.com/buy now. I'll also put that link in the show notes. Now, while we're talking about visibility, I have to also let you know about our brand new Own Your Bold Club. I'm so excited. We are going to be challenging you every month to go bold, to take an action that maybe you've been putting off that will help you not just build your business, but make a greater difference in the world and ultimately help you become confident enough to have any level of success you desire. It's all about shattering limits and achieving things you never thought were possible, but you deeply and profoundly will be impacted by. So join us at ownyourboldclub.com. Now, let's get into today's episode with a very special guest. Well, I want to welcome my friend Cindy J. Holbrook to the show, aka the Visibility Whiz. Cindy J. is uniquely gifted at guiding entrepreneurs to thrive as they go up the ladder, from being the best-kept secret to trusted and in-demand online authority. She has been featured on Huffington Post Live, Women Speakers Association TV, eHarmony, Prevention Magazine, AOL, MSN, Fox, and a guest on numerous online summits. Her mission is to guide entrepreneurs to have the confidence and the know-how so that they can succeed. So, Cindy J., I'm so glad we're finally having you on the Amplify Your Success podcast.
Oh, thank you. I'm honored. It's my pleasure.
Good. Well, you know, you have such an interesting way that you got to being a visibility guru and a visibility whiz, as you call it. How did you go from having like zero visibility, zero, like, you know, starting from scratch to where you're at today?
Well, nothing's really, you know, an overnight success, even though sometimes it appears that way. I've actually had an online presence since 2001. I was determined to find something that I loved that I could do online. And so I did numerous things. I had my own Yahoo store. I did affiliate marketing where I placed all the ads on Google. And then I found coaching. So I absolutely loved coaching. And I became a divorce coach simply because that's what I knew. And I knew that I could help women through divorce. But because I live in a remote area in middle of the desert and middle of California, I'm actually 100 miles from any other city or town. So I had to do everything online. I had to get visible online because I really didn't want to drive 100 miles to speak. And what I found happening over the years was when I would attend conferences and events, my colleagues would say, God, Cindy J, how did you get on Huffington Post? How did you get on eHarmony? How did you get on Prevention Magazine? Can you show me how to do it? So I started coaching other coaches how to do what I had done. And over the years, I just sort of morphed into being the visibility whiz because of my own success in divorce coaching.
Well, I think I originally connected with you when you were building up the divorce coaching business. I think you were in one of our programs here, and I remember you had no shortage of visibility, but as I recall, visibility wasn't necessarily the issue for you back then, was it?
Oh, no, that was definitely, yeah, I had a mindset, and mindset and visibility go hand in hand, and I know you know that. Because our mindset can absolutely prevent us from making money, from attracting our ideal clients to us. And also, it can actually, you know, sabotage us in every way.
Yeah, I would totally agree.
Yes. Yeah. And so it wasn't too long, I think, after your first program where I actually started. I went through your Money DNA program, and that really led me to understand my limiting beliefs where money was concerned, which I didn't even realize I had most of those, that really helped, because I was already visible, helped propel my business.
Mm. Yeah, I'm always so grateful that you share that story, because it's such a common issue for people who they want to have more sales, they want to have more clients, but yet there's something kind of holding them back on the mindset level. And you've definitely broken through those barriers and really created some great success. So I want to know, like, what do you think the difference between visibility and, like, actually what most people think visibility is and what it really is?
You know, a lot of people, whenever I ask them what visibility is, I get some interesting answers. Some of them is like showing up in first place on Google for my niche. Or it's some people is just like having 20,000 visitors to my website each month. And I've actually gotten answers like this quite a bit, which is funny. But all visibility is that, to me, is if you are being seen whenever somebody searches for the solution that you have to offer for their problem. So if you do a Google search on your name, what are people going to find? And when I started with my divorce coaching, you know, there is a Cindy Hope, a Carlequin romance writer. And so sometimes just having your name isn't good enough. It's really knowing what it is you want to be found for, what solution you have. Whenever people are typing in their problems, you're going to show up. And it doesn't matter if it's your website, if it's a testimonial on somebody else's website. Like I know on one of your sales pages, you have my name as a testimonial, or a YouTube video, or your Facebook page. It doesn't matter where you show up, just as long as you show up.
Yeah, I think that's very powerfully said. And being willing to show up is really a key part of it. And there's a lot of people who they are deeply afraid of being seen.
Yeah.
They've got the best stuff in the world, but they really have this fear of being seen.
It's interesting because people, whenever ask them about their fear, they'll say, yes, I'm afraid of being seen. And it's pretty obvious somebody that is actually really just afraid of being seen. You know, they don't post their pictures, they have pictures of their kids or the beach or what have you, and they really hide behind it. But what I find really interesting is a lot of people, they don't even realize this, but they hide their fear behind this statement, I don't know where to start.
Mm.
And that's just a fear. If I start digging down with you, that is a fear of making a mistake. It's a fear of being rejected. People have said, well, I don't want to waste months on the wrong strategy. And I personally don't believe there's any wrong strategy as long as you do it in congruence with who you are.
All right, I'm giving you a big high five. You can't see it, but I'm giving it to you right now.
High five back at you.
All right, because I share that 100%. And it's, you know, when we do the Own Your Bold Challenge and we do that, you know, really stepping into your bold work, it's oftentimes a misnomer that I'm afraid I'll do it wrong or I'll waste time and money. It's you can't. So exactly. Thank you for bringing that up.
And with time, even if you do a strategy, you're going to learn something from it. It's all course correct. And you can walk down the street and you're going to learn something by walking down the street. If there's, you know, there's that old little thing about the hole in the street. But if you walk down the street and you know there's a hole there and you trip in it, you know you're not going to trip in it the next time. So you can never waste your time doing any strategy.
Yeah, I agree. So I want to just dig a little bit deeper into visibility for a minute, because I think sometimes people know on one level they should be more visible, and maybe they are visible and they're getting their name out there, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to have more money and more clients, right? I know you talk a lot about that. So maybe you could tell us from your experience, if someone's got visibility but not money and clients, what's happening?
Well, sometimes it's the congruency is what it comes down to. They don't have a clear, congruent message. You know, like I have my hummingbird everywhere with Cindy J, the Visibility Whiz, and my basic message is get seen, get known, get clients. And it's being seen by people who you can help solve their problems with. You cannot speak to everybody, because if you're speaking to everybody, you're speaking to no one. When I first decided, my first website that I decided to build, I was still in affiliate marketing, and I kept this website when I became a coach, and I actually had over 30,000 unique visitors to my website each and every month, and I had zero sales, because you'd look at that website and there was no clear, congruent message. Nobody knew what I stood for. So even though they liked reading my stuff, just because somebody likes you doesn't mean that they trust you to hire you or they trust you to solve their problems. So visibility in of itself isn't good. It's you need to be visible in front of the right person. If you are a coach that you coach parents of toddlers and you're attracting 30,000 senior citizens to your website each month, you're not going to get any clients. Because if you're visible in front of these senior citizens that aren't parents of toddlers, they're not going to buy into what you have, even though they may find what you have interesting.
And there's a difference between interest and someone who is going to invest in something that will get them results.
Exactly. And that's a big one. That was something even that I had to learn, was that a lot of people liked me, but because I did not have my own clear, congruent message, they did not trust me. And the trust is one of the biggest factors for people to hire you and hand over their money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, having a lot of visitors to your website, but no sales is one of those things where you like, okay, obviously something's out of sync here. But these are actually relatively easy things to fix. And I think a lot of people, there's a learning curve when it comes to visibility. Maybe they're just jumping in and they're swimming as fast as they can, or maybe they've been following a mentor, but it's not quite syncing up for them. Why don't we talk about some of the big mistakes people are making around visibility that might be like taking up a lot of time and energy and even money, but it's not panning out for them.
Yeah. And a lot of people, you know, we can all get distracted by the bright, shiny object syndrome. So they're following all these people, but I have like seven of them, and I'm going to go through all of them. And there's a couple that I'm going to, would like to speak a little bit more about it. But one is just being afraid of stepping into their superpower. Mm-hmm. And all your superpower is being authentically you. If I sat there and I tried to do my business exactly like you, Melanie, nobody would trust me because I cannot be you, and vice versa. Also, I find people, besides trying to copy somebody else with everything, they will try not to be like their mentors. I can't talk about this because my mentor always says it.
Right. They don't want to be accused of being a copycat.
Exactly. But we learn from all these different people, and we have our own unique perception whenever we put everything together. So we can never really truly copy one person if we're being authentic. So I call that your superpower. Your authenticity is always your superpower. And the next one is buying into the myth of SEO. Now, SEO is very, very important. But as I said earlier, a lot of people think visibility is showing up number one, their website being number one on Google. Well, you can spend thousands upon thousands of dollars to these SEO experts and get absolutely nowhere because they're putting you up in front on keywords that nobody searches for. And because of the way that SEO works, most of your basic big searches, people are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to stay on top of Google. And unless you have that type of income that you can use that in Google, then it's not going to be effective. Also, people, they'll write a blog post and it automatically or miraculously gets to number one on Google and they want to keep it there. So they're constantly watching it and revising it to keep it number one. And this is really a waste of time because there's so many other ways to get on Google. So you do need your keywords. You do need to know the basic of SEO, but I always tell people you don't want to spend, it's a full-time job doing SEO. You don't want to be spending 10, 20, 30 hours a week on your SEO, and you don't want to be spending 10, 20, 30, $40,000 a month on your SEO.
Right. And just for the record, I've never spent money on SEO, and you know, I'm relatively easy to find.
Yeah, exactly. And I've never spent money on SEO either. But I see and know a lot of people that have. Mm-hmm. And then also it's constantly coming up with new content. So they're not repurposing their content. No consistency. Their Facebook page represents one thing and their Twitter represents something else. And their website, if they have one, is a whole nother story. So you need to be congruent with your colors, with your messaging, with everything on all of your social media, any place that you're shown online. And then also the number five is people believe email is dead. So many people do not want to build a list because they say email's dead. And my answer to that is, when's the last time you got an email from Macy's or Red Lobster, your favorite restaurant, your favorite store? Because if email marketing was dead, these big brand name stores would not be sending emails. And the sixth one is they're afraid of being alone, or they're trying to be a lone wolf. So they're afraid to invest in themselves. They don't invest in coaching. They don't invest in programs that's going to take them to the next level. And on the opposite side of that, they invest in everything, but they're not taking action. And number seven, which is really my biggest pet peeve, is they put all of their eggs in one basket. So many people say, oh, all you need to do is be on Pinterest. You don't need an email list. You don't need a website. You don't need nothing. Just be on Pinterest or just be on Facebook or just be on LinkedIn. And whenever you're on any of these other social media places and you don't own your own real estate, you don't own your own website, and you don't own your own list, you're at the mercy of them. I had mentioned that I did affiliate marketing and I had a website called Honest Diet Reviews where I had reviewed a whole bunch of diets. And so whenever somebody purchased a diet from that site, I would get a commission. And I ranked really high on Google for most of the diets. And also I was buying advertising for it, which was ranking me high. Google changed its algorithm and I lost thousands of dollars literally overnight because of that, because I wasn't owning my own business and Google changed it. My whole business was on Google's algorithm. And because Google changed its algorithm, my business died. And people think Facebook and Twitter and all this other neat stuff is here forever, but you never know what they're going to change that could impact you if you put all of your eggs in one basket. And that's why I believe in, you know, multiple streams of visibility.
I love that. And I'm glad you brought up this like over-relying on one visibility source. And I made that mistake. Like my big one was speaking. And when the speaking industry changed literally overnight in 2008, a lot of my lead sources dried up, and then I'm scrambling to come up with new lead sources. Okay. So, and I saw this happen when Facebook ads changed dramatically at the beginning of this year. There's a lot of people that got a lot of their leads from Facebook, and all of a sudden they were getting no leads. So I love that you're talking about these multiple streams. So I know you wanted to go a little bit deeper on a couple of them.
Well, I sort of did. Okay. And a lot of it was that the eggs in one basket, because that is really definitely, you know, and again, the SEO, because those are the ones that I find people going to the most.
Mm-hmm. So let's say someone is ready to get more visible and they know it's time, but then they just heard your great seven, you know, mistakes that you could make. Yes. What's the one thing we need to do first?
I always say, and I'm a big fan of this, is you need to know who you want to be known for, what you want to be known for. I am the visibility whiz. So I can guarantee you that if I go to a conference or an event and I tell people I'm the visibility whiz, you know, a month from now, you may not remember my name, but you're going to remember I'm the visibility whiz, right? Because it's something catchy. And I'm trying to remember what yours is, but I know I like yours. I know I just had said
Profit Amplifiers.
Yes, I knew that I just wrote that. But when you have something like that, then it's a mentor that I know both of you and I have had is known as the Millionaire Marketing Mentor, mm-hmm. right? And right away, this gives the person something. They know what you stand for. So I always say you need to come up with a 3 to 5 word phrase of what you want to be known for, what you want to stand for. You're the Profit Amplifier. You know, I'm the Visibility Whiz. And then there's tons of people out there, and I believe it, especially with all of the noise online today, that it's really important to come up with that. You can say, hey, you know, I'm a money expert, but it means a lot more if you say that I'm the money freedom guy or the money freedom gal, or I'm the debt reliever, right? The debt reliever, something that you come, and I thought I just popped those off the top of my mind. But whenever you come up with something like that, then it's good. When you do think of something, it's really, really important to Google that phrase. I had a client, she's a virtual assistant, and I think the name that she had thought of was the virtual mom, is what she wanted to name herself. And we Googled that and all kinds of porn came up. Well, we're like, ooh, hey, that's not very good. So let's not do that one. So you definitely want to Google whatever phrase you come up with that you want to be known for, because it really helps. Like in a lot of people in groups, I create my own quote pictures. And I put my little hummingbird with Cindy J, the Visibility Whiz. Because if I were to post in your group, you may not accept pictures with URLs on it, but you're going to accept my little logo of Cindy J, the Visibility Whiz, because it's not the URL. And pictures like this, I've had them go viral and just give me hundreds of leads overnight, you know, a year later.
Yeah, I think that's really solid advice. And it's funny, I don't really think about the title as much anymore. But I've changed my title several times. Yeah. It's like, as soon as people get to know me in one way, I'm like, okay, I don't know if I resonate with that anymore. Is that a bad thing to maybe like change your title or that thing you're known for over time?
I don't believe it's bad, because we're constantly changing and we're constantly growing. So therefore, something's not going to fit you anymore. And if it doesn't fit you anymore, and your teaching style is different, the way that you're coaching, your programs are different, you do morph into something different.
Yeah. So while we're on this theme of bad versus good techniques, I'm wondering, is there such a thing as bad visibility? Like, can we make a fatal mistake when it comes to getting out there and trying some stuff out with a big platform?
I don't believe that there's any fatal mistake except for you yourself making it fatal. If you decide it's fatal and you give up, then it's fatal. I know when I was divorce coaching, I had written an article about friends with benefits. Huffington Post Live, seen this article and really liked it, called me up and invited me on this panel of experts talking about friends with benefits. This was one of my very first interviews, and believe me, I was extremely nervous. And I had meant to say, I don't know exactly how I said it, but I'd meant to say that I had two different clients at that time. One client, and one of these, well, I had a couple of clients, but this one client, she was having 3 to 5 multiple one-night stands each and every week. And so I stated, I tell my clients that it's better to have a friend with benefits than to have multiple one-night stands. And so then Huffington Post, whenever they marketed this episode, started marketing it. Divorce coach Cindy Holbrook tells all of her clients to find a friend with benefits. And I thought, oh my God, my business is over. People are going to think that I'm out there promoting, you know, finding a friend with benefits. And I just was devastated. Cried and cried and cried. I got some horrible, horrible feedback on Huffington Post. If you've ever read comments on Huffington Post, you know what I mean.
And the trolls come out.
Yes. Oh gosh, it was just horrible. And then about 2 to 3 days later, you know, I stopped crying, wiped my tears, got back up on the horse and just started working again. But interestingly, I received a lot of good comments as well. And I actually got a few clients from that episode. And I didn't get the clients until after I stopped crying, right? I mean, I was in such a mode that my energy was not allowing these clients to come to me. But once I just decided I was going to put it behind me and the heck with it, and people could believe what they wanted to believe and started believing that the people I were meant to serve would find me, then they found me.
I'm so glad you shared that example. I mean, I know I have a couple of what I would consider epic fails in a highly visible way. and I just really struggle with them. I mean, one was like me on TV, you know, crying because the interviewer was just brutal. It was asking me some really awful questions and, you know, like trying to stir up a rumor. And I just was so caught off guard. And I was traumatized by it for a while. But, you know, on some level, like it actually, people connected with me in a deep way because I made myself more human and more real. So I love that you're saying we can't really make bad visibility mistakes. And even if you did, so what? Like clean it up and move on, right? It's like most people are not going to remember that as long as you do.
Exactly. And the thing is with any mistake, like you said, if people connect with you because it shows that you're human. And people never trust somebody that's too perfect. We've all seen, you know, those Facebook profiles with the perfect life and the perfect marriage and the perfect kids. And even though people may follow them, there's always in the back of the subconscious mind, there's something off about this person, because we really want to know the people we're doing business with today, because that's what, you know, forms community. I always say it's like, you know, back in 1850, whenever people lived in these little tiny towns, they knew the horseshoer and everybody went to church together and everybody knew everybody else's problems. And they all came together whenever somebody got married or somebody died or somebody had a baby. And this is what I believe humanity is really after with the internet. They want that feeling of community and they want to know that you have problems too, because that makes them trust you and it makes them feel that you trust them.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of hard to feel connected to perfect. So yes. It's okay. It's one of the things I talked about. I don't know if you caught the episode of vulnerability is the leader's superpower, but really it's true. Like when you want to have more influence, you want to have more visibility, really allowing yourself to not be perfect. You know, you want to be organized, but you don't have to be perfect. And it's a very powerful way that people can bond and connect with you because you're real. So thank you for bringing that up. You know, Cindy, I think we could probably talk about visibility all day long. And I know people would probably stop listening after a while. So So I feel like let's like get people connected here. I mean, I know you've probably got an amazing resource that would help people take what we've been talking about and actually put it into action, get more clarity, get more strategic about their visibility. What could we share with our listener today?
What I'd like to offer your listeners is a little program that I created. Each step is a video about 10 minutes long, and it's the 9 steps to become a trusted and in-demand expert, because that's how you want to get visible. I talk about congruency and finding your ideal clients, and that's who you want to be visible in front of. You don't care if people who are never going to be your clients see you. So with this, it's how to become a trusted and in-demand expert. And you're going to be learning the number one strategy to get booked on podcasts and radio shows that will get you noticed, how to leverage the expertise of others and get on the fast track to establish your own expert status, and 2 surefire ways to get quoted and published on established and reliable websites and blogs, and how to stand out from the crowd and inspire feelings of trust so the clients will pay you top dollar.
Well, that sounds super helpful. I'm thinking that sounds really good. We'll make sure the URL is on the show notes. You can always find all the show notes at amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com. We'll just give you the URL right now. So as you're listening and driving and you want to, you know, write that down right now while you're thinking about it, cindyjholbrook.com/9-steps. I know it's a lot to write down. So again, you can always go back to the show notes. So Cindy J, I feel like this has been very inspiring, like really making it doable for people. And, you know, I think you probably have a lot of lessons and a lot of learnings and a lot of in the trenches time figuring all this stuff out. What is one thing that you wish you would have known when you were starting this journey that you know now that really helps you own your visibility?
You know, I always go back to really narrowing down who it is that you want to help. When I first started coaching, I was a divorce coach, and I was just a divorce coach for women. And it was difficult to get visible in front of them, because if you're contemplating divorce or in the process of divorce or already divorced and trying to move on, you're in 3 different places. And therefore, I had to talk to these 3 different types of women differently. And I actually sort of created 3 niches in one. And I believe I would have been a lot more successful and attracted my ideal clients a lot faster had I narrowed down one of those 3.
That's good insight. And I probably say everyone I've coached has gotten to the point where they realize they had to do that at some point. But most people fight it in the beginning. Have you noticed that too?
Oh, definitely. I fought it for a year. When I became a life coach, I was just going to be a life coach. Everybody kept saying, you need to be a divorce coach. And I kept saying, no, no, no. My first year of coaching, I think I made a whooping like $300. And then I went to an event. And at the event, that event changed my life, because it really taught me the importance of niching. And so I had made a promise to myself that I was going to just go after the divorce. And I came home, and that weekend I created my website. And, you know, the next year I made over $20,000. So going from 300 to 20,000 was a pretty big leap.
I love that. Whoa, way to go. Well, Cindy J, I'm so honored that you came and joined me today. And it's been really awesome to see you really step into your bold, if I will, and really own your visibility and just rock your business. Super exciting to watch.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And it's been a pleasure being here. Thank you.
You're welcome. And as you're listening in today, remember that you can grab all the show notes at amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com. Be sure to get Cindy J's 9 steps to be a trusted and in-demand expert at cindyjholbrook.com/9-steps. This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com. And remember, You amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. One last thing, when you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.